The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
How your body is. It's almost like taking inventory. Just opening to and becoming aware of how you are right now. Is there ease or tension? Is the mind busy? Aversive or relaxed? Just how are you in this moment? Give yourself permission to be however you are. And this kind of a first step in acknowledging what's happening in the moment. Just letting it be as it is and taking it in. Yeah, this is how it is right now. And sometimes that's helpful just to kind of know where you are, where you're starting from. But the nature of experience is to change. And so taking stock of how you are right now is just this moment's experience. Conditions have created this moment's experience. And how we are in relationship to this moment is a powerful condition that shapes the next moments of experience. And so some degree of that acceptance or allowing yourself to be as you are in this moment, that's a condition. That allowing. And then understanding how our minds work, it can be really useful to also kind of take stock or check into whether there's physical tension in the body. If that's a piece of your present moment experience, not to judge it or have any resistance to it, but perhaps recognizing if there's some tension. There can be some softening around that tension, relaxation of the body. Maybe just consciously checking in, relaxing the face and head, the neck, the shoulders. Allowing the limbs to relax, the arms and legs. And the torso, a kind of central area of the body. And within the body, inside the torso, inside the throat, sometimes there can also be a softening in that area too. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Maybe too, there can be a softening of mental tension, pull to thinking about something, worrying, being worried or concerned about something. Maybe that kind of worry muscle or thinking muscle can relax a little bit. Maybe the mind can relax. Relaxation supports our capacity to be present, supports our capacity, supports this natural capacity of mindfulness to be with experience in the moment. And so from this place of whatever relaxation is available, again, kind of just seeing what's here. Not with so much of a looking around as if we had a spotlight and we were trying to find something, but more of a settling back and seeing what is coming in to experience. Maybe we could say, what's asking for attention? What's obvious? Just settling back. And there may not be anything particularly clear at first, and that's okay. Just being with yourself, with that sense of not so sure what's obvious, that's fine. As you sit here, you may notice, experience coming in, body sensations, sounds, feelings, moods, thoughts. You may be able to settle back and just allow this flow of changing experience, because it will change. Allow this flow of changing experience to be received. For some of you, this may feel easeful and simple to just settle back and let experience come to you. And for others of you, it may feel a little bit uncertain or a challenge. It's okay if it feels like a challenge, and you're welcome to, if it's supportive for you, choose a particular area of experience to be with for now, like the breath, hearing, body sensation, something easy to connect with. In that connection, exploring the possibility of a really light touch with that connection to experience. If you're going to connect with the breath, see if there can be a sense of being with the breath, but also being available. Sometimes we can be with the breath in a very focused and narrow way, and sometimes we can be with the breath in a way that allows other experience to be illuminated at the same time. So there's hearing in the breath. There's body sensation in the breath. Emotions, thoughts, and the breath. It doesn't have to be one or the other. This kind of maybe being with the breath with a light touch, allowing you to open to receiving other experience that's also happening in the present moment. With this practice of attending to experience in the present moment, the habits of mind to think and get lost in that thinking, that's very likely to happen. And equally likely is that at some point you'll notice that you haven't been present. That moment of that noticing, that's mindfulness returning. And so in that moment, rather than thinking, I have to come back to something, maybe have the sense of acknowledging what's there in that moment, because that moment is mindfulness. Where in that moment of whatever you've woken up with, sometimes we wake up with a sound that's become obvious, or we wake up into a particular thought. Just taking that in, acknowledging that. If you have woken up into a thought, if there's a pull to that thought, you can see if you can gently let that go. You might want to be curious about how that thinking has affected you, taking the attention out of the content of the thought and more to how am I now in this moment, having been thinking that? What does the effect that thought has had? Has it shaped tension in the body? Has it shaped emotions? How are you right now? That's our basic practice. How is this being?